Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the 25th anniversary of this program. This is part two. The program began as Great Songs in September of 1988. In those long, distant days, reel-to-reel tape and editing with a razor blade was the norm. I used LPs, but quickly converted to CDs as they became available. On the first 25th anniversary program, I spoke of my first co-hosts, Joan Canfield and Joanna Takagi, and I'll be proceeding with those who followed later. But let's get right to the music. These are my favorite art songs from the past 25 years.
Early in the morning of a lovely summer day, as they lowered the bright awning at the outdoor cafe, I was breakfasting on croissant and café au lait, under greenery like scenery, rue François Premier. They were hosing the hot pavement with a dash of flashing spray, and the smell of summer showers when the dust is drenched away. Under greenery like scenery, rue François Premier. I was 20 and a lover, and in paradise to stay. Very early in the morning of a lovely summer day. That
was Jordan Shanahan, baritone, with Bibi Freitas performing Roram's Early in the Morning. There are many reasons that I like this recording. Kailua-born Jordan was still a teenager when he sang it, and now he's an international singer. Bibi is always one of my best-loved pianists, both as a person and as a pianist. And they recorded this song, Early in the Morning, for my video project, Three American Songs, that can be heard on YouTube. Let's return from that reminiscence to the particular nostalgia of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, the 25th anniversary of this unique program. That word unique can be casually used, but in this case it really fits. This is the only art song program in the world. One of my favorite art songs is one of Richard Strauss's lesser-known leader in his sensual performance by Beverly Sills, who didn't sing all that much art song.
Oh,
that was bright über mein Haupt. Over my head your black hair falls by Richard Strauss, performed by Beverly Sills. Besides playing my favorite songs from the past 25 years, I'm also providing a bit of history of great songs and singing in other sins. After my second co-host, Joanna Takagi, married and left the islands, Amy Healy joined me. She continued working on the program with Maya Hoover when I took a sabbatical. Amy sent me the following email. After a couple of years in Washington, D.C., we've recently moved to Annapolis, Maryland. I'm just starting to get to know the arts community here, and I've expanded my artistic endeavors. I'm now painting full-time. I think fondly on my time with you and Maya on great songs. So writes Amy Healy. Many thanks to you, Amy. More of the history of these programs after the next excellent recording of Chabrier's Happy Isle, L'Île Heureuse.
D'orgueil aux jardins ombreux, des couples blonds d'amants heureux ont fleuri les matelots gourous. De ta galère et caressée de doux étés, notre beau navire enchanté vers des pays de volupté fend l'onde claire. Nous sommes les souverains, les lumineux déserts marins, sur les flots ravis et sereins, berçons nos rêves. Tes pas de mains ont le pouvoir d'embaumer au loin l'air du soir et dans tes yeux. Croire revoir le ciel des grèves. Mais là-bas, là-bas, au soleil, surgit le cher pays vermeil, d'où s'élève un chant de réveil et d'allégresse. C'est l'île heureuse aux cieux légers où parmi les lys étrangers je dormirai dans les bergers sous ta
What style and freedom! L'Île Heureuse by Chabrier never sounded more joyous than when it was recorded in 1936 by Pierre Bernac with Francis Poulenc, the pianist. It's fun for me to play this potpourri of songs to celebrate the 25th anniversary of this program. I hope you enjoy it half as much. From French Mélodie, let's turn to English Pastorale.
Give to me the life I love, let the labor by me, in the jolly heaven above. at the professor all late, at what will be your me in the face of earth around and the road before me. Wealth I seek not, hope nor love, nor a friend to know me. All I seek the hand above and the road below.
That lusty performance of Vaughan Williams' Vagabond included Bryn Terfel and pianist Malcolm Martineau. An important influence on me and input to great songs was Annette Johansson, who then taught voice at UH. She introduced me to the wide art song literature of Sweden. Just heard Anne Sophie von Otter with Bengt Forsberg in Intet er som ventestider, Nothing is like the time of waiting, by Wilhelm Petersen Berger. I can't believe I didn't always know and love that song. When I took my sabbatical, Maya Hoover worked with Amy Healy until the latter moved to the mainland, and then Maya handled the program herself. and magnificently. She brought her insider's approach. Not only did she know the art song repertoire, but as a singer, she could provide expert insights. When she advanced at UH to the title of Assistant Professor of Voice and Area Head, the weekly preparation of the program became too much for her. I had recovered from my heart attack and returned in November 2011 with Singing and Other Sins. Now let's hear more beautiful music from the past 25 years. With artists of the caliber of Arlene Ogier and Dalton Baldwin, a sentimental Stephen Foster song becomes an artwork. Why No One to Love? Let's stay in the English language for one of my favorite roustabout songs.
Wind was rising easterly, the morning sky was blue, the straits before us opened wide and free. We looked towards the admiral high, the Peter flew, and all our hearts were dancing like the sea. The French had gone to Martinique with 24 sail, the old superb, old and foul and so. But the French had gone to Martinique, and Nelson's on the trail, and where he goes, the old superb must go. Westward, oh, for Trinidad, and eastward, oh, for Spain, and ship ahoy 100 times a day. Round the world if need be,
and round the world again, with a limp that lagging, lagging all the way.
The old superb was barnacled and green as grass below. Her sticks were only fit for her stirring grog. The pride of all her midshipmen was silent long ago, and long ago they ceased to heave a log. Going out from home she was, and ne'er a week in port, and nothing save the guns aboard her right. But Captain Keats knew the game and swore to share the sport, for he never yet came in too late to fight.
So westward, ho, for Trinidad, and eastward, ho, for Spain, and ship ahoy 100 times a day. Round the world if need be, and round the world.
Up, my lads, the captain cried, for sure the case were hard, if longest out were first to fall behind. Aloft with standing sails, and lash them on the yard, for night and day the trades are riding blind. So all day long and all day long behind the fleet we crept, and how we fretted none but Nelson guessed. But every night the old superb she sailed when others slept, till we ran the French to earth with all the rest.
Oh, 'twas
maybe we don't know the name of this composer, Charles Villiers Stanford, but his songs of the sea have real flair. You heard Gerald Finley with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by Richard Hickox. You're listening to the 25th Anniversary Edition Part 2 of Singing in Other Sins and its predecessor, Great Songs. I'm posting the list of these hit art songs on hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins. There you can also let me know what you think of such a program as this. One of my new ideas for Singing in Other Sins, when I took it over in 2011, was to play the songs twice, since they're short and because most people don't know them at all. And those who do kind of enjoy hearing them in a different interpretation or a different voice.
Thank you.
There's every reason that I should enjoy that recording. First, Jenny Terrell's voice and interpretation. Second, Gary Carr is playing the cello obbligato on double bass, which was my instrument all my life. And third, what a fine tune. Here's Glinka's Doubt again, but with bass baritone Boris Christoph.
Волнения страсти засни безнадежное сердце. Я плачу и стражду, душа утомилась в разлуке. Я стражду. Горю в слезах, напрасно надежда мне счастье говорит. Грозный, не снится соперник счастливый, и тайно, и злобно кипящая ревность пила. Забьется воскресшее сердце, и страстно, и жарко с устами сольются.
Oh.
Boris Christoph with Alexander Libinsky in Glinka's Doubt. One of the joys of producing the only art song program in the world is that singers, pianists, and composers are happy to submit to interviews. The composers Dan Welcher, Bill Bolcom, George Walker, and pianists Bibi Freitas, Dalton Baldwin, Gilbert Kalisch, singers Ellie Ameling, Marilyn Horn, Friederike von Stade, and Thomas Hampson. Not a really sophisticated art song, only speaks on the road to Mandalay, especially as performed by Thomas Hampson with Armin Gusulibian, satisfies my nostalgia for the old-fashioned parlor song. The following song needs no excuse. It's a real mélodie or French art song by Poulenc. It was recorded by Hugh Quinault when he was in his 80s. The poem tells of the aftermath of war in France, and every line ends with the sound C. Guénot, who I was able to interview at the age of 103, there only in his mid-80s, with Geoffrey Parsons in Poulenc's C'est. Another melody that ranks high on my list of favorites is Hans à Cloris, written in the antique style.
Thank you.
that was Susan Graham with Malcolm Martineau in Hans A. Cloris. I hope that recording brought you the same serenity I feel. You're listening to the 25th anniversary celebration of Great Songs and Singing in Other Sins on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm playing my favorite, so you'll have to be a bit indulgent. This is a real goulash, but I know you'll forgive all when you hear the touching performance of Wolf's Gesang Weilers. The free way that Elena Gerhardt sings this demonstrates an earlier tradition. This was recorded in 1931, when she was already 48 years old. Just try to keep the beat, I dare you. Elena Gerhardt with Konrad von Boss in Wolf's Gesang Weilers. I often hear the complaint that there aren't enough tenors singing art song. I hope that this excellent recording of Rachmaninoff's Spring Torrents, sung by Nikolai Gedda, fills that gap. That was Nikolai Gedda in Rachmaninoff's Spring Torrents. The demanding piano part was played by Alexis Weissenberg. There are two songs that are often requested by listeners. The first one is well known in cello transcriptions, Après un rêve. Après un rêve was sung by Natalie Stutzman, contralto, and Catherine Collard, piano. To close this 25th anniversary celebration part two of Great Songs and Singing in Other Sins, we'll hear your most requested song. This is Elisabeth Schwarzkopf.
When he comes.
Danny Boy with Elizabeth Schwarzkopf with Gerald Moore piano. This has been the 25th anniversary celebration, part 2 of Great Songs and Singing and Other Sins. You can find a playlist of all the songs at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Next week, we celebrate Verdi's birthday. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.